Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. It is game one of a very important and exciting series versus the Minnesota Twins. Two first place teams stacking up, seeing how they fare. It's going to be exciting. A nice little test, Jake. How are you doing?
Doing well, James. Our Yankees have been playing good baseball. The Twins, they haven't been playing horrible baseball. They haven't been playing great, and the Indians are making a run on them in the Central. Major League Baseball tweeted out today a battle of the first place teams with a picture of the Twins, or I'm sorry, with a picture of the Indians. So Twins fans are big mad right now.
They got that wrong.
Oh yeah.
What a bunch of idiots.
Tough break on a few levels for the summer MLB intern. But, yeah, man, I think a lot of hitting in this series. We'll see if either of the pitching steps up to more of a degree than the other. I don't know. I mean, this. I don't want to go to negative town with the Yanks. This could potentially be a bigger series for Minnesota. They have the Indians sneaking up on them. They're at home against a good team. And, you know, Yankees are starting a bit of a scary road trip with Minnesota and Boston on deck. So, I don't know. We've got the big man on the mound for the Yankees, but I think we got to talk about who's behind him.
The starting lineup for your New York Yankees is as follows. DJ LeMay, who's leading off, playing second base, Jake. Aaron Judge in right field. You can kind of pencil those two in. Edwin Encarnacion playing first base, batting third. Gary Sanchez catching at the cleanup spot. Hicks in center field. Voit at DH. Gleyber Torres at short. No Didi. Gio the God at third. Talkman in left field. And CC Sabathia is on the bump. So no Didi. Jake?
Yeah, I'd argue it's our ideal. If we got to hang out on the bench for a day, I think it's our ideal hangout bench. Didi, Guardian, Romine. That's a good time.
It's a good time. All right. Not bad. No lefties.
Analytics.
No Didi. What's that? No, is Didi and Gardner, are they both not in here because they're lefties?
I think Didi, they're still doing some rest stuff. And Guardy, they came out and they did say it is a knee thing.
I forgot about that.
Yesterday and today. I mean, we'll find out more if that's a real thing. I mean, with the 10-day IL, if you're going to miss a couple days, I don't know. I'm in the back of my head, they literally had him as the starter on Sunday and they axed it. Talkman's been playing well. I'm assuming this is Uncle Brett would be playing if we needed him to. But I think it's just like, hey, Talkman's here. He's playing well. Get that double knee rest day, old man. Because I think coming into Sunday, he played like 93 of 97 games or something. Just incredible. So, he's on the pine.
Doesn't hurt that Talkman is a lefty that crushes lefties. And Gardner is a lefty that cannot hit lefties to save his life.
The lefty assassin.
It doesn't hurt. Talkman has reverse splits, which is very odd. Yeah. All right. Well, we are facing Martin Perez, Jake. What do you know about Martin Perez? Been in the league a while.
I mean, what do I know? He's 28 and 109 days old. He's 6 foot, 200 pounds, bats left, throws left. He grew up in Guanaray, Venezuela, which is gorgeous. You have to go. And then his MLB debut, 0.2 innings pitch three hits. Martin Perez, he's been around for a little bit. He had a lot of years in Texas. I think overall career numbers, it's very average. It's like a 4.5 ERA. 4.57 to be exact. He's got a 4.10 ERA this year, and with his Twins, that gives him an 8-3 record. So if he can give them a decent start, This offense has been doing good things for him. In his past three starts, he's gone six innings, seven innings, and given them a good performance. If you go the three starts before that, he gave up four runs in each start. He's really only had one blow-up start for them this year. He's only had one start where he's given up more than four runs. So that's kind of interesting that Martin's been containing the bleeding and giving them a chance.
That's what I was going to say. If you look at his game log, it's not incredibly impressive because, like, in his last six games, four of them he's allowed four earned runs. But four earned runs isn't good. But when you have the Twins offense, that's not the reason you lose games. So, you know what I mean? Like, he's not.
Yeah, we need a new starting pitcher metric that's like, how involved in the game did you keep your team?
Yeah, he's not digging ditches. He's not like throwing by the wayside when they start.
He's the pitcher.
Oh, yeah. So, well, you know who's got a home run off him?
Who, Chen?
Edwin Encarnacion. He's got three hits, that. One double, one home run, four RBIs.
Okay.
So there you go. No one else has really any numbers. DJ's 2-for-7. Oh, check this out. Gary Sanchez, 2-for-2 with a double. Wow.
Ooh. Ooh. Hopefully Gary can get it going. Jim, these Minnesota Twins are 60-38 on the season with their manager, Rocco Baldelli, the pride of Rhode Island, general manager, Thad Levine, farm director, Jeremy Zoll, scouting director, Sean Johnson, and they are 6th in the AL in attendance this year. In the field, supporting Martin Perez, Mitch Garver catching and leading off. We love a good leadoff catcher. They're all the craze this year. Jorge Polanco, your all-star shortstop, batting second. Nelson Cruz DH, and Jim, how about that? Edwin Encarnacion, Nelson Cruz batting third in two of the most prolific AL lineups, still just doing the damn thing. Rosario, your left fielder. Miguel Sano at first base for the Twins, raking a little bit. Caught me a Marwin. He'll be in right field. Max Kepler in center. Byron Buxton out with some concussion symptoms, Jim. Jonathan Schoop, your second baseman. And Arias? How do you think we're saying that?
Arias. No idea.
Well, Arias is just a raking, Jim, since he's come up, the 22-year-old. He is hitting .381 in 35 games played. Have yourself a month, kid.
Nelson Cruz has pretty. No, looks like Marwin has good numbers off CC. Nelson's got the most hits off CC, but he's 9-for-34, .265, nothing, .342 on base percentage versus CC. It's like Scope, Gonzalez, Sano, and Kepler all have home runs. Kepler just hit a walk-off yesterday. So they have some momentum. And I liked what you said at the beginning of the show that the Twins are playing for a little more than the Yankees right now since they have a team breathing down their neck and the Yankees do not. It's still July, but yeah, Cleveland's coming for them. And Cleveland's playing a three-game set versus Toronto. So I think this Twins team is going to be geared up for this game, and I hope the Yankees can match that intensity.
Yeah, and we'll see what's going on. I mean, they just had a really good homestand against the Rays and the Rocks. I don't know. I don't know, Jim. What is there something we should be expecting vibe wise?
No, I think it's going to be a good. I think it's going to be a good atmosphere. 8 o'clock start, East Coast time, 7 for them. But
Noah's big.
What's that, Noah?
Yankees escaping the heat.
Yeah, it cooled down a little bit.
This is going to be comfortable baseball compared to what they were doing.
What do you think the temperature in Minnesota is tonight?
I think I saw Coley Harvey say it was like 75.
78 and going to be down. Yeah, wow. Nice. Good for them.
Beautiful.
It cooled
down
here.
Everyone is excited except Aroldis Chapman.
He'll find a way to sweat. He'll find a way to sweat. Minnesota Twins, last seven games. Who do you think their hottest hitter is?
Last seven games, hottest hitter? I don't know. Give me Sano. No, I don't think it's him.
No. Nope. 211.
Arias.
Arias is 6 for 17, 353 batting average, no slugging, 412, 888 OPS. You got Scope, who crushes the Yankees. Well, he hasn't played a lot, so that's why. Oh, so upsetting.
Oh, no.
So upsetting. Mitch Garver with 3 home runs recently. Cruz with 2. Cruz scares me. Cruz is my – he scares me the most. Him and Scope scare me because Scope's always scooped. They always beat us, motherfuckers.
I like that. I like Marwin from the right side of the plate. He puts together some tough at-bats, even though I don't think that's his preferred side or his power side. I mean, if we're getting into many what to watch for is, I don't know if we are, Jim.
I wanted to ask you a question real quick. Hawkins 2769. He said Chapman is a dud. Reds got the best of him and traded him before he went downhill.
Smart.
Isn't it weird how people type things with such confidence that are so wrong?
Or they're just trolling you, and now they've won the game because that we've even mentioned it.
No, they're not trolling. It's a real person that really right. thinks that. Yeah, just dumb. What's your what to watch for?
Jim, how about this? Have you heard about this one? I'm going Battle of the Catchers, Jim. Our young Gary, you just gave him the Yankee MF-er, and he's pissed. He's not happy with you. You got the hat. Gary's been in a little bit of a slide lately. He's in the four hole tonight. They pushed Edwin up to 3. They got Hicks behind him now. Hicks pimped one yesterday. So I think they're trying to sandwich him between Edwin and Hicks to kind of get him going a little bit. Actually, they probably did that, but it was just flipped before. So we'll see what kind of effect that has. And you mentioned Mitch Garver. A couple yabos, bat and leadoff. Mitch Garver doesn't get a lot of love in this game. And he's having a really good year. Both catchers are, actually, for the Twinkies. But, I mean, Mitch Garver, my word. 294, 378, 17 home runs, a 1. OPS, James. So I'm interested to see. Can Gary get it going? Is Mitch Garver out to prove all the Gary stands? He's the real deal. So there it is for game one for me.
Well, you kind of stole my what to watch for because it was Gary. It was what's Gary bringing to the table? I said Gary needs to have a good road trip. Otherwise we're in bad territory. I'll just say that Glaber's my what to watch for. I feel like he hasn't given us a moment in a while.
He hasn't had a homer in a while, if I remember correctly.
All right. So Glaber and Gary, they're gonna team up for a nice caught stealing, and then they're gonna team up for some RBIs each. Boom.
Okay, I like that. Our young Glaber is on a 17 games without a home run.
17 game homerless streak.
Homerless streak since he last homered June 25th. And he's hitting well for contact. I think it's just a couple big games in there, but he's technically hitting .333 in that time period. So Glaber's still hitting it, just with a little less oomph.
He's got .408 on base percentage in that time. So it's not like he's slumping. He just hasn't hit a home run.
To the
bullpen pitching path to victory. Yes. We used Otto and Chapman yesterday just because they needed to get some reps in.
Needed work.
Chad Green pitched yesterday. He's not available today. Tarpley isn't available because he's not on the team anymore. They brought Holder up. So everyone should be available. Otto should be available. Chapman should be available if you need him. Canely's available. Britton actually should definitely pitch today. He hasn't pitched in 3 games. So I'm saying throw Britton, Jake. That's something I'm saying. Get Britton in this
game.
Jim,
I think this lines up, and we mentioned this with the Sunday game, that the Yankees are right with punting on Sundays if they win a series, especially with this road trip coming up. I mean, if CeCe gives you 5 today, I mean, it could just be 4 Horsemen City. because they're raring to go. And I think if you get game one, especially to start off this road trip, that's huge.
I like that. I think that it should be CC to the Four Horsemen. Win the game. Win today's game. It's huge. What pitchers are we facing in this series? I know that's getting ahead of ourselves, and we do this for every show, but are we seeing...
We're both looking it up. Both researching. We've got Kyle Gibson tomorrow and Jake Odorizzi on Wednesday. Big Jake's having a really nice year, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. You ready for the homer draft?
In theory, Herman versus Gibson tomorrow, we'd have a leg up. In theory, Hap versus Odorizzi, they'd have a leg up. We'll see. Get the W tonight, and Jim, know it's a good way to get W's. Hitting home runs.
Hit home runs. You'll have fun. It's the homer draft. Wow, is that the new jingle? Officially?
No. But
it's not.
It is the homer draft.
It is. Did anyone get on the board yesterday?
I don't think so, babe. I think we went scoreless last series.
Wow, we suck, huh?
Yeah, nobody took Mikey T. Nobody took Hixie.
All right, I believe you get to go first today, and it's a clean slate.
I have the honors here, huh? Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. That's big.
It is, and I'm worried you're going to blow it because you're not understanding how important it is that you get to go first. So if I'm being honest, I'm a little worried for you, but I wish you good luck in your first pick of the homer draft.
Well, Jim, it's what to watch for time, and I'm going Gary. The first pick, Gary, usually backfires on me, but I also can't pass on Gary because that would backfire on me. So I'm taking Gary Sanchez with my first pick.
Okay, I wasn't going to take Gary, so I'm fine with that.
Sure.
I can't get sure. Yeah, I wasn't going to take him because I gave him motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm taking Judge. And.
Ooh.
And I'm taking Judge. And you know who else I'm taking?
Who else are you taking?
Gleyber.
Ooh. Okay.
Yep.
So the other what to watch for. So you would have taken Gary, but you're taking Gleyber. Good for you.
Hear you this. Okay. I was not taking Gary Sanchez tonight.
You know what? I'll drop the bomb early. Let's Aaron Judge.
Boom. I just took him.
Boom.
Just took him.
I want to take him too.
Illegal. People are worried about your head now.
I thought you took Gary. I took Gary.
You what the hell?
Messing with you. I will go with. You can't go righty Hicks, but then they go to the bullpen later. I don't like going back to back guys. Gio the God.
Wow, that's a big pick.
Gio the God down in the order. Martin Perez thinks he's worked his way through the lineup. Gio catches one.
All right. It is Gio and Gary versus Judge and Gleyber. A lot of J sounds. Sounds. Judge, Gio, Gary, Gleyber.
Nope. On the last two.
Gary, Jerry, Gleyber, Judge, Gio.
Okay.
Gudge, Gary, Gleyber, Gio.
It's tough. It's really tough.
All right, we're going to the over-under now.
What could it even possibly be, Jimmy?
When are you making another breakdown, Jaren? I made four today already. You guys are pretty annoying sometimes.
Wow.
I'm being honest. Made four already today.
What do you think the over-under's at, kiddo?
10.5. Two offensive CC powerhouses, CC and Perez. I think you can lock both teams in for four runs on like your average day, and then one team's got to win.
I'll go 10.5 with you, man, because I'm feeling you.
All right.
11.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. 11. My gut said a surprising under, Jake. Because if CC has a good game, then we go to the Four Horsemen.
Right.
But they got good bets.
What hit yesterday?
You got it correct yesterday with the over. It was a 8-4 game, and the is 10.5.
Okay, cool. Cool beans, man. Let's go under. I mean, there's a world where I think both teams are out to get this game. We mentioned the Four Horsemen are there. I think if the starters can get through five before you jive, I think they throw their good arms out of the bullpen today.
Yep, I made the same decision as you in my gut.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh, we lost Jaren. He's unsubscribing.
Wow.
Said sorry first, so that's nice.
Sorry, man.
Oh, big question from the chat. He also, okay. He's not unsubscribing. He's unsubscribing. Typo, Shandom. Wow. What's your favorite? I don't care about grammar.
You did. We were here for it.
It was a joke. Jaren's my best friend. Jaren Banda, my best friend. What's your favorite? Sounds like an Australian name to me, to be honest. What's your favorite salad dressing? Big time question in the chat from Riley Gilboat.
Riley Gilboat?
Yeah. Favorite salad dressing.
Riley Gilboat.
This guy says that it's R-I-E's. R-I-E's? That's got to be fake. I think he's messing with me.
Could be.
What's your favorite salad dressing?
None.
Oh, wow. You like dry salads. That's weird. I'm a balsamic guy.
Get the salad away from me.
Wow. How does Gardner stay angry all the time? I think Gardner's only angry between the lines. I think he's like the biggest prankster in the clubhouse, they say.
It's like the Incredible Hulk.
Okay. All right. All right. We got like one more question from the chat. Is Boone going to get ejected out of this game, Jake?
No.
No, right?
No.
They're all just saying Arias now. That's in. What teams do you like for football and basketball? Jake's a Knicks fan and a Broncos fan. I'll root for the New York football Giants, but I'm pretty die-easy with it. Does that answer that?
Big San Jose Sharks fan?
Yep, die-easy Sharks fan.
Whoa. Don't think so.
I was in the ocean earlier. No sharks.
It's not true.
Ooh, if you had to put an over-under for how many homers in this game tonight, two big homer-hitting teams, what would you put it at? If I said 2.5, would you go over?
2.5 is probably the number, right? Because you either figure one per team or one team gets two.
Yeah.
I'd go the over, right?
Yeah, when CC lets up runs, they're usually solo homers. Of late. So I will go over 2.5 homers as well. That ends this pregame show. Jake and I have another podcast to record right after this. Then we have the game to watch. Then we have to do the voicemail episode tonight. 908-845-5792. If you want to call in, just joking, don't call in. We already have all the voicemails that we're using. But you can call in for next Monday's voicemail app. See you guys later. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging out with us. See you later, Jaren Banda, my favorite commenter.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.